Three snapshots of a region in turmoil. Libya.
I don't know about my family since 10 days. No safe zone in Misrata. No safe place. Nobody's cured.
A quite different image in Egypt.
I can't believe it till now. Truly, I cannot believe it. I feel that I'm living in a Hollywood movie, not even an Egyptian movie. I feel it's a movie.
In Yemen, they're waiting for the movie to end.
Now, in the protest, there are more than 300,000 people there protesting, and a consequence of any clash could be deadly and bloody.
Elections, protests, and war. Who needs help with tumultuous change? Who can go it alone? Democracy very much now in the Middle East and North Africa. The international community tested. Multiple choice. All of the above or none. I'll take Syria for 500, Alex. It's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. The category is revolutionary political change in the Middle East and North Africa, from Egypt to Libya to Yemen to Syria. We'll have a full discussion on this Wednesday, March 23rd.
And we start the headlines with some breaking news. There were reports that Libyan government tanks and snipers had moved into the center of the city of Misrata, reports of very heavy civilian casualties in response. Just within the past 10 minutes, we've heard that coalition aircraft launched two strikes against pro-Gaddafi forces in the city of Misrata. Here's a doctor in that city speaking to our partner, the BBC.
Please bomb his forces till he stops. 6 consecutive days of bombing us. Please stop him.
And here's the sound of rebel fighters regrouping outside the strategic eastern city of Ajdabia. This man here says he decided to flee the city after this warning came from Gaddafi's forces.
They warned us. They said, if you are not laying down your weapons, we are going to kill a lot of people. We have no weapons to lay down.
Meanwhile, Allied airstrikes continue to take out Libya's air defenses. Muammar Gaddafi actually appeared in Tripoli this morning for the first time since the airstrikes began.
The most powerful air defense is the people. Here are the people. Gaddafi is in the middle of the people. This is the air defense.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton tells ABC News there are countries that are trying to work out an exit strategy for Gaddafi.
We've heard about other people close to him reaching out around the world, Africa, the Middle East, Europe, saying, what do we do? How do we get out of this? What happens next?
And this morning, President Obama and allied leaders are still working out who will take charge of the military operation once the U.S. pulls back.
So military instability and political instability in Libya this morning. In Syria, though, security forces attacked protesters who had taken refuge in a mosque in the southern city of Daraa, killing 6 people. It's part of an ongoing crackdown in the city, which has left more than a dozen dead this week. We're also getting reports this morning of protests in Syria's second largest city, Aleppo. In the past hour, Yemen's parliament approved a presidential demand that emergency law be imposed for 30 days. It's the latest sign President Ali Saleh intends to cling to power. The law suspends the constitution, allows media censorship, bars street protests, and gives security forces 30 days of far-reaching powers to arrest and detain suspects. Radioactive smoke has led to another evacuation this morning at Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant. Meanwhile, the U.S. is the first nation to block food imports from the radiation zone in Japan. And now Japanese officials say babies in Tokyo should not be given water from the tap. The radiation in the city of 35 million's tap water tested twice the level considered safe for infants. Asian and European markets are mixed this morning. Futures are up for Wall Street, as is oil and gold. The Dow gets underway at 12,018. The S&P opens at 1,293. And the Nasdaq opens at 2,683. Coming up, snapshots from the Middle East. And also, the president went to El Salvador on his Latin American trip. Why and what's new in El Salvador? We'll find out.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.